Craziest Cleopatra facts you didn't know. Cleopatra is one of the most well-known queens in human history. But how much do you really know about this Egyptian queen? In this video, we'll be going through the craziest Cleopatra facts you didn't know. Number 7. Cleopatra was regarded as the last true pharaoh. Cleopatra was only 14 years old when she got her first position of power, serving as co-regent with her father. Power tends to be addictive though. Once she experienced it, it was hard to let go. Following the death of her father, Cleopatra at 18 years old continued in power as co-regent with her younger brother, Ptolemy XIII, who was only 10 years old at the time. She was put in this position because there was a strong hostility to a woman ruling independently. Both of her elder sisters had died during this time, and Ptolemy was still very young. Because of this, most of the power was left in her hands. Cleopatra married her younger brother and continued keeping the royal bloodline pure, following the true pharaonic tradition. Over time though, Cleopatra decided she had no interest in sharing this power she had gained. A couple of months later, Ptolemy XIII's name was withdrawn from all official documents, and her face was also engraved on all of Egypt's coins. Eventually, a civil war broke out between them, and it was still happening when Julius Caesar arrived for a visit in 48 BC. Caesar spent the winter of 48 to 47 ending the conflict and assassinating Ptolemy XIII. Before departing in the spring, after putting Cleopatra on the throne as an independent ruler. After her death, Egypt was taken over by the Romans, and as such, she was regarded as the last true pharaoh of Egypt. Number 6. Cleopatra's crazy beauty routine. Cleopatra bathed in sour donkey milk daily. Yes, you heard me correctly, donkey milk. Roughly 700 donkeys were needed to make enough for Cleopatra to bathe. Can you imagine that? That's a lot of effort to make sure she had beautiful skin. I can't even remember doing my face routine in the morning. Donkey's milk at the time was known to eliminate facial wrinkles, soften skin, and preserve skin color. Funny enough, Cleopatra enjoyed much worse than just sour milk. She also used a powder created from crocodile poop to enhance her complexion. Sadly, this was probably ineffective, but it was probably this mixture that sparked Cleo's interest in perfumes and fragrances. Herbs, flower petals, leaves, and seeds were combined with heated vegetable oil to create perfumes, which confirms that she was clearly a venture investor. After letting the combination soak for a week, the scented oil was extracted by pressing the mixture through a cotton bag. Due to her close relationship with the balding Julius Caesar, the queen even experimented with baldness treatments. She tried to create a hair-growing formula using a goo made up of crushed horse teeth and deer marrow. Unfortunately, this was unsuccessful, but hey, she was definitely ahead of her time. Number 5. Not the Beauty Queen. Though it was believed that Cleopatra was an exceptionally gorgeous queen that made any man fall in love with her, this was probably not the case. Cleopatra's attractiveness had probably more to do with her intelligence, character, and allegedly the tone of her voice than it had to do with her outward beauty. There had to have been more going on than simply a young hot body when you consider how deeply in love both Caesar and Antony got with the queen. Since both had a reputation for womanizing, neither of them could have been attracted to Cleopatra based only on looks. She was just like every other woman. It wasn't that Cleopatra had incomparable beauty. Cleopatra had an irresistible charm that made her win the hearts of many, including Caesar and Antony. If you are enjoying this video so far, then make sure you hit subscribe and turn on post notifications so you can know whenever we release another epic video. Number 4. She always made a dramatic entrance. Proclaimed as a god from birth, her whole lifestyle mirrored the same deity, and to her, she was the reincarnation of the goddess Isis herself. Cleopatra frequently used expensive clothing and spectacular entrances to boost her elite status and to entice possible allies. she snuck herself into Julius Caesar's private room in 48 BC by wrapping herself in carpet. The sight of the young queen charmed Caesar, and the two quickly became political friends and lovers. When the seductive empress was summoned to visit Mark Antony, she used similar theatrics. According to legend, she landed in a golden boat with purple sails and silver paddles. Cleopatra dressed herself as the goddess Aphrodite and sat beneath a golden canopy, fanned by Cupid's servants who burned sweet-smelling incense. Number 3. She wasn't actually Egyptian. Although she was the last of the Egyptian pharaohs, Cleopatra was actually descended from Greek origins. She was a part of the Ptolemaic dynasty that ruled Egypt after Alexander the Great's conquest. The Ptolemies only spoke Greek, which explains why some Greek is shown in official documents from Egypt at the time. Number 2. She was considered a genius of her time. Cleopatra was a well-educated woman who studied math, logic, debate, and science. She spoke at least 9 languages and possibly up to 12. As a result, she was able to address many commanders and leaders from many nations without the need for a translator or mediator, giving her a strong advantage. Cleopatra was a writer, and one of her books titled Cosmetics was a pharmaceutical and pharmacological that offered cure for male baldness and dandruff, among other things. Number 1. How did she die? The way in which Cleopatra died seemed to have been as extraordinary as her life itself. After their united armies were utterly destroyed in the Battle of Actium in 31 BC, the Egyptian queen and her lifelong lover, the Roman commander Mark Antony, withdrew to an uncertain future in Alexandria. A despairing Antony committed suicide on his sword a few months later, while the Roman army of Octavian approached the city's gates. Cleopatra let a venomous snake bite her and her 2 handmaidens when she realized she could lose her empire. Or did she? Her death would have been an especially poetic demise, as the Egyptians connected the cobra with Cleopatra's favorite god Isis and the asp with the monarchy. Modern Egyptologists claim that this idea has many flaws. For starters, cobras could grow up to 8 feet long and were normally at least 5 feet long, making them far too big to smuggle into Cleopatra's mausoleum in a basket of figs, as the legend has it. It is also difficult to think that a snake could have killed Cleopatra and her 2 handmaidens in the little time it took for Octavian to receive her message and dispatch his guards, because not all snake bites are fatal. If Cleopatra did poison herself, it is more possible that she ingested a poisonous mixture or applied a poisonous ointment. A snake bite wouldn't have killed her as quickly or efficiently as either of these. As for what really happened to Cleopatra, we may never know. If you love this video on craziest Cleopatra facts that you didn't know, then make sure you watch this video right here.